Hello, everyone. We are back once again to discuss the most important nerd news of the week. On this episode, we discuss the casting of Fantastic Four's Silver Surfer and much, much more. I'm Brendan Sem. Joining me as usual is Shade Sem, and this is the New Wave Nerds. Hey, guys, if you like the work that we do here and want to help us continue to bring you the news and reviews, head on over to patreon.com/newwavenerds. There, you can unlock access to exclusive content like uncensored episodes and much, much more. Once again, that's patreon.com/newwavenerds. Now let's get back to the show. All right, first up this week, Fantastic Four finds its Silver Surfer in none other than Julia Garner.
Yeah, I don't know who she is.
Yeah, I've only seen... I watched a movie with her the other day because of this news. Oh, but I've never seen her in anything else. I can't remember what the movie is called right now.
Fake fan.
The Royal Hotel. It was all right. It wasn't anything to shout about. Her performance was, I don't know, okay, I guess. I think I need to see... Man, she got some big ol' lenses in that picture.
Yeah, wow.
I would need to see her in another thing to, like, cross-reference, I guess, to see if her performance was really good and I just didn't think the... Like, I just didn't like the character, or if she just, you know, didn't do it very well.
Yeah.
The movie was very weird. Oh, yeah, it's only got 5.8 stars on IMDb here. Also... It co-stars Colleen Wing from Iron Fist. Dear Lord, I can't believe I forgot that. I thought she was pretty good in this. You know, all in all, I don't know if the movie is like. I don't know if it was really worth my time.
That's fair.
It is only an hour and a half, I guess, so it's not terrible.
Still an hour and a half of your life gone.
It won 2 awards for the Film Critics Circle of Australia. I'm impressed. What'd it get? Best Film and Best Actor. What? I didn't know that was Hugo Weaving. You're kidding me. Wait a minute. I didn't know that was him. Oh, man, he looks so old in this. Let me see if I can find a picture of him fast.
Is he, like...
There he is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Now I can't miss it.
You didn't notice that was him?
No, I didn't. Well, because when I think Hugo Weaving, what I think of him... Wait. The image of him in my brain is either Elrond or Agent Smith.
Oh, I just think...
And a little bit of Red Skull. But, like, so I don't think I've seen anything with him in a beard.
Huh.
Or... I don't think I've seen him with a beard in anything, except for now this, I guess.
You know, I didn't know Hugo Weaving played V from V for Vendetta for a while.
I forgot that.
That's such a good movie.
I actually haven't seen it.
Oh,
well, because I know I've wanted to watch it for like the past couple years, but I really want to read the comic first. I bought the comic, but I just haven't read it.
I still have to read the comic, so.
I don't know if I like the art style is the thing.
Yeah.
So, like, I know that it's going to be, like, an incredible story, and I know that I should read it. Not just because it's good, but because it's such a, like, a cornerstone of the culture. Plus, it's Alan Moore. I love Alan Moore. Yeah. But it's, for some reason, I don't know, like, I don't want to start reading it and not like the art and have that sort of, you know, color my view of it, I guess.
Yeah. One graphic novel I've been wanting to read lately is The Crow.
The Crow?
Yeah.
Oh, is this the one where that they made a movie and now they're making a remake with Skarsgård?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a comic, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a really messed up one, apparently. The first movie was really good. I loved it, with Jason Lee.
Yeah, you do talk about it a lot now that I think about it.
It was just really good. It was a good story. I don't know how I feel about the new one.
Let's see.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to interrupt.
I don't know. It's just...
He looks like
Pete Davidson.
Yeah, he just looks too... I don't know. He doesn't look like... Is he supposed to be scary, like a scary character? I mean, like sort of anti-hero kind of villain.
Yeah, yeah, he's supposed to look intimidating like that.
Yeah, it's just looks like, have you ever seen, oh man, this is an old meme. There's like a guy who is in a park standing on like a table dressed in like, I think it's supposed to be, it's kind of like a cosplay from like an anime, but he's got like a leather jacket and spikes. And he's standing on top of this park table, and he's singing, like, an emo song. And it's actually really good.
Yeah.
Like, his voice is actually really good.
Does he have, like, raven feathers sticking out of him? And yeah. He has, like, white face paint. And he's like...
Yeah, what's that? Oh, how would you Google that? I want to find that video.
How would you Google that?
Goth?
Yo, here. This...
Ultra goth guy.
What's about to pop up, Brennan?
Stands...
Oh, okay.
...on table... And sings. And dies. Oh, man. What a weird...
Jesus. It's that one.
Is that it?
That's him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the dude.
All right. Hang on. Wait. Let me see if I can... All right. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to edit this part out. Oh. That might have worked.
Oh, I forgot what the like videos are. Now I'm...
Oh no!
No,
please
nervous,
tell
bro.
Me you're not doing stuff on our.
Well, sometimes I forget. This
is a really weird captcha.
Mm-hmm.
It's like choosing same shapes. Bro, captchas are dumb because you realize we're just training AI to be able to differentiate. Oh yeah, this is definitely it. Oh man! All right, I gotta make sure that the audio is coming through on the pod here. I hope you guys can hear this. All right. Wait. Okay, well, it's coming through on the pod, but we can't hear it.
He's really good.
I mean, it's not the kind of music that I would necessarily listen to, but here we go. I'll play it.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, that guy. See what I mean? Like, he's actually got a good voice. Not the kind of music that I listen to.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily enjoy it, but I must say, a talented individual.
Yeah, I will say.
But anyways, that was a very long way of saying, I think the Skarsgård fellow just like looks like that. Like, that's what I think of. Like, he's not a scary individual. I don't know.
He looks like Pete Davidson could do an SNL skit of him.
Oh,
of the trailer.
Don't do that, they're missing out.
What? Is he still on SNL? I thought he was gone.
I don't know.
I thought he was out.
Bro, I haven't watched SNL ever.
It's dead. SNL's dead.
Shane Gillis came back and hosted, though, like a couple weeks ago.
I thought he was canceled.
He was, yeah, but then they begged him to come back.
Oh, he's chilling over there.
I love Shane Gillis. He's hilarious.
He's funny.
I don't care enough to really look up if Pete Davidson's still on SNL, I'm not gonna lie.
Have you seen,
I thought about it for a second, but...
Have you seen that video of, David Chappelle, Dave Chappelle at just a comedy club?
Oh, the Crow was published in Caliber Comics. That's interesting.
What's Caliber Comics?
A different publisher. Sorry, go ahead. Dave Chappelle.
Oh, yeah, and, he's, like, talking about how... one of the funniest comedians right now, and he calls Shane Gillis up there to tell a joke about Donald Trump being shot and the noise he would make.
Yeah, he's like, I can't do man. Yeah, no, Shane Gillis is funny. He's like, yeah, no, you gotta look up Shane Gillis bits. He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
I love that guy. He, oh, no, I can't say that one on the pod.
See, that's the problem.
Oh, there was a really good one that I heard today, but yeah, no, that would not be good to say. So back to Julia Garner.
Should we test the waters?
I'm just kidding. Back to Julia Garner. I don't know. This is what I will say first of all. I think, she's got the right head. She's got the right head to be Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
She looks like she's going to look good. Not good, like, attractive, but she looks like she has the right head shape to be bald.
What? You don't think she's attractive?
Not if she were bald and made of silver.
Really?
Is that your type? No, I mean, well, okay, so she's a very beautiful lady.
What is up, Hugo Weaving?
Yeah, I just... Back paged to look at the Royal Hotel. I really don't think it was worth it. I've been thinking about it a little more, and there was nothing in there really that I think is worth noting, right? Yeah. Like normally with like a movie, like if I don't like, there's at least one feature that I can recommend that I really enjoyed, like the cinematography was really good, or I really liked this specific character. But there was just nothing here like that. Not that I disliked it, because while I was watching it, I mean, I was still entertained, right? I mean, it's not necessarily a bad movie, but there was just nothing that jumped out.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that, again, this is, I think her name's Jessica Henwick. Yeah. And I really like her. I really liked her in the Defenders stuff. I thought she was great.
Is there anything? Oh, Glass Onion.
Glass Onion. I actually haven't seen that one yet. Oh, she was in The Gray Man. Let's see. Blood of Zeus. I heard that this is allegedly like really good.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Like a Greek anime on Netflix. It's on my list, but I don't know really how interested I am in it. So yeah, no, that's right. She was in The Matrix 4.
I want to watch Blade Runner Black Lotus. That looks really good.
I still need to watch
the first two.
Yeah, the first, well, definitely the first one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another one that is like
iconic.
Yeah, iconic. Important to the culture. And I still haven't seen it.
Paris, bitch.
It says Prius.
Oh.
You know, Jessica Henwick, honestly, she has not done all that much. Wait, who was she in Episode 7 of Star Wars?
She was in another Star Wars thing up there, too.
She was?
It was a Lego thing, though.
Oh yeah, the Lego, the Skywalker.
So she must have had a character in the game.
Jess Tester.
What'd you call me? Tester? I barely know her.
Oh, she was a Rebel pilot. Let's go.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so nothing. I like her a lot. I think she should do more stuff. I really did think she was great in the Defenders.
Yeah.
Whole, like, little franchise there. I mean, I guess she was only in two series, so I shouldn't say whole franchise, but... Wait, where is she in Luke Cage? Wig out. I mean, yeah, no, look, the Iron Fist series is not that good, but she was definitely a bit of a saving grace in that. I really liked her. Well, in her story, oh, no, you haven't seen Iron Fist, have you?
Uh-uh. I've only seen Daredevil.
You need to watch the rest of those. Dude, you're going to love Luke Cage.
I know.
I know that you're going to love Luke.
I know.
Bro.
I've been wanting to start it.
Spencer would say the same. He likes Luke Cage, too. Luke Cage is great. Bless you.
Thank you.
Did you do that directly on my mic?
No, I did it directly into my arm like a gentleman.
Okay. I was going to say, you better disinfect that thing. Okay, so Julia Garner. Here's the thing. So she's playing... I will say, they're... Why don't you give your thoughts first?
No.
Because I'm going to be a little more nicer than you.
Respectively.
More nicer, wow.
Respectively, I don't agree with...
Respectfully.
Respectfully.
Respectively means something else entirely. It doesn't fit in this situation.
Really?
No.
Oh. What is it... What's the difference?
Well, the most common use... Are we really going to go into this? The most common use of the word respectively would be like if I were going to say...
Bro, my English teacher listens to these. He's going to be so disappointed in
me. Well, so it's like if you were to name... two things, like two proper nouns in the first part of the sentence, and then in the second part of the sentence, say what they were going to do. So you would be like, A and B did X and Y respectively. Meaning A did X and B did Y.
All right, respectfully...
You asked for it, dog. You asked for it.
All right, respectfully, wow, that blew my mind. And respectfully, I do not agree what they've done here.
Which part don't you like?
I guess I don't... Just She's a female. Come on. Listen. If like they brought in the Silver Surfer as a guy first, and then brought in maybe a secondary character as a female, I'd be fine with that. But don't gender swap. Don't race swap. Don't swap a character's sexuality that's already like a certain sexuality. I'm serious. Make a new character. Just make a new character. That's how it was made. Leave it. Just leave it.
Okay. So here's here are my thoughts on, like, technically it's not a gender swap per se, because she plays it's not like she's playing the Silver Surfer from, you know, like the 2005 movie or whenever that came out, Rise of the Silver Surfer. It's not like she's playing not Lawrence Fishburne.
I don't know.
Who does the voice for the Silver Surfer in that? It's like, it's either Lawrence Fishburne or James Earl Jones.
What? James Earl Jones?
I'm pretty sure it's one of those two guys. But so she's not playing Norrin Rad, right? She's playing Shala Ball, which is a Silver Surfer in the comics. But here's my thing. If you're going I'm trying to type and talk at the same time, and this is not going well. Let's see. Who does the voice for... Oh, it's Lawrence Fishburne. There we go.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, and Doug Jones was the body. I don't know why. The body.
So you're telling me it's not Lawrence Fishburne?
Oh, man. Wouldn't it have been funny if it was Keanu Reeves?
That would have been great.
Neo and Morpheus together.
That would have been weird.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, Shala Ball, it does exist in the comics. But here is my issue. I think if you are going to introduce the character of the Silver Surfer, right, who's going to be the Herald of Galactus, if you're going to pick somebody, logically, you would want to pick the character who has the more rich backstory, who has more that you can pull from, who has stories, who's involved in comic stories that you can adapt easily, a character who is recognizable in the culture, right? You would go with Norrin Rad. Whereas Shala Ball, the version of her in the comics that gets powers, she's on the cover of an issue. I think she shows up in one page in the actual comic, and at the end she dies.
You know.
So it's like it's a very weird pick. Now I will say, I don't think they're going to do this, but what I think could be very interesting is if they ended with that character dying and introducing Norrin Rad. I think that would be really interesting. I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're going to want to keep her around as the main herald. I don't know why you wouldn't go with the more recognizable character who has a backstory.
Yeah.
Right? And I know that there are people who think that this takes place in an alternate timeline. Because of, you know, there are people who think it's like set in the 60s, based off of, you know, the poster with the Time magazine cover of Nixon.
Yeah.
And I think somebody said there's like other hints and stuff, but I haven't really dove in.
Well,
do you know more?
Did you see they released a new art piece?
Oh, with the guy?
With the Human Torch.
Human Torch.
And
oh,
he was,
man.
Like, he was making a foray in the background. There was like a silver futuristic New York City.
Oh, I did not know. I mean, I saw that, but I didn't pay attention to the background. I just saw the Human Torch.
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I do like that they're the sort of art style that they're going with for all the promotional material. It's fun. Back to the character. Like, I guess I don't know why you would do it. I guess, like, just because the Shala Ball just there's not much source material there. I would think, okay, so here's a way that they can still have, like, it, so if the goal is to have the female character, right, there are ways to still do that in the universe while having, or at least utilizing the character who has the actual backstory and the cultural gravitas, if you will, and doing it this way would give you a bit of goodwill with the fans, which I don't think it's any secret that the MCU has been lacking for quite a while, yeah. Right? And there are people at, like, Kotaku, for instance, who will claim that that is just, you know, it's a small fraction of people who, and then they'll try to claim that it's just, like, misogynists who are upset. Yeah. But no, I mean, there are plenty of people who are irritated with the choices that you make, not because of the choices themselves, but, like, the reasons that you do them and the way that they are poorly reflected in the story, right? If you wanted to have a female Silver Surfer, I would think the way that you should do it would be to do the first film with Norrin Radd.
Yeah.
Right, have him be the Herald of Galactus in Fantastic Four proper. But if your ultimate goal is to have Julia Garner play Shala Ball, why don't you just merge the two stories together, right? So you have Norrin Radd come in the Fantastic... Pause. You have Norrin Radd appear on Earth, heralding Galactus. And then in some way, you write his demise into the story and have him pass on the cosmic power to Shala Ball or share the power with her. That way you still have both, but you get a little bit of goodwill from the fans, right? You can still have your female lead, right? You can still do what you want to do, but you're going to appease the people who are kind of irritated, right? Because like I said, Norrin Radd is a massive character in the comics. I mean, it's impossible to name how many stories he's in. Like, this is the Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't go for the Silver Surfer. But that's just me. And I mean, like, I think I'm not necessarily opposed to it because I think there's a way to write the story that I think would still be interesting. But it's a decision that mostly irritates me because it feels like it just feels like it's forced.
I don't know. I thought it was a gender swap.
Yeah.
I didn't know. That's my bad.
Well, okay, and if we're going to be honest here, it kind of is because like I said, Shala Ball only appears in like one comic and she dies at the end.
Well, let's get pissed again.
So, I mean, like, it's not, but like for all intents and purposes, it really is. But it's not. Like, I do want it to be fair, to be honest, it's not.
Again, you know, I mean, either way, with my talk about or my little rant about gender swaps and like race swaps and that, I don't mean any disrespect by it. It's just make your own character.
Well, no, I mean, like, yeah, we've talked about this before. I think on the pod, it's like we're not opposed to like some. Some of our favorite characters are female. Like, we always talk about how amazing Ahsoka is. We talk about, you know, like...
Just don't take someone else's work. Just be effing original, please. Like, it's not that hard.
And I would think you would... If your point is to, like, show representation and to, like, you know, be a figurehead for children growing up, if that's your purported goal... then I would think you would want to make your own characters.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, you know, you can do this on your own. Whereas right now it's like, they're forcing, it's like, it's a little bit disrespectful, I think.
I was just about to say that.
I mean, it's almost disrespectful because it's sort of like you don't think that you can write a good enough story with like a black lead. You have to...
Yeah.
Switch somebody else over. It's like, no, I mean, if you were to make a movie with a black female lead who was written well and is compelling, like, I mean, obviously, some people are going to complain about it because some people are, a small percentage of people are just awful. But, like, the vast majority of people would be fine with it. Like, yeah. If they were going to create a whole new character who is, you know, whatever, like, and put them in the MCU and actually make it a good story, we wouldn't care.
Yeah.
You know? It's just a little bit weird. But that being said, actually, I mean, and I think I might have said this. Have we ever talked about the Fantastic Four on the pod, or have I just talked about this to you in private? I don't know. I think I might have just talked about it in private. But, like, my hopes are not high for this movie.
Yeah.
And they haven't been for, well, since they announced the casting, I guess.
It's getting really hyped up right now, though.
Yeah.
Online, yeah.
Really?
I would say.
I don't know. I just. I'm still. The casting of Pedro Pascal
is odd.
Is odd. Not again. And I, well, I guess not again because I haven't said this on the pod. But I've talked about it to Shade, and I've talked about it to Dad, and I've talked about it to anybody who would listen to me. I love Pedro Pascal.
He's crazy.
I think he's great. I mean, he was incredible in Mando. I didn't watch it, but I've heard he's great in Last of Us. I think he's. He was. I loved him in Game of Thrones.
He was in Game of Thrones?
Yeah, not until season 3.
Oh.
Season 3? 4? I don't know. I think season 3.
He was in Law and Order.
Really?
He played a goth boy, yeah.
Wow, good for him. There's another, like, really big nerd property that he was in, and I can't think of it for some reason right now. No, it's not any of those. I don't know. It's not. I'm gonna. Maybe I was wrong, but I feel like I saw a meme. Oh, he voices somebody in Dishonored 2. I didn't know that. I love that game. I thought I saw a meme.
We're in the car. Just kidding.
I thought I saw a meme where it was like, you know, Thanos with the gauntlet, and it was like him when he drops the last ring in. And it was Pedro Pascal's face, like, photoshopped over Thanos, and it was, like, nerd properties, and the final one in the middle was Marvel, because he'd just been cast as Reed Richards, but I guess...
Was he in... Oh, I was just about to say something.
I don't know. I hit the end. I don't know. They had a DC one there, because he was in 84, but that,
oh,
I mean, not
yeah.
that that's any good.
I forgot he was in that. I never saw that.
You didn't see Wonder Woman 84?
No, I didn't want to.
It's awful.
Yeah,
but you should probably watch it at some point. But yeah, no, it's bad. he plays Maxwell Lord.
I guess, you know, I'll give it a shot.
Where was I going with this? Pedro Pascal, he's great. I really like him.
Yeah.
You know, I have nothing against him, but it's a weird casting because they had the perfect Mr. Fantastic.
They did. They did, and they messed it up. And we gotta let go.
What's that guy's name?
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski. Jeez.
I already let go, man.
No, but see, I'm not, at this point, it's not like I'm pining for him to play the role. My, like, objection here is just that the casting of Pedro Pascal feels to me like they felt they needed to reach... for somebody who has big yeah. name value right now. And it feels to me like they had to do that because this, like, they're worried about it a little bit. Like, they were worried that the hype of the Fantastic Four wouldn't itself be anything.
It feels like Marvel doesn't care about its actual fans anymore. It just cares about more of, how am I trying to say this?
Money.
Yeah, there we go.
They just want to, but the thing is, I mean, to be honest, I don't know if they've, I feel like they stopped caring about,
the fans after Endgame.
Yeah.
But, I feel like that's where it all went downhill, was after Endgame.
Yeah, well, because I feel like they had those first three phases, like, really well mapped out, and they had...
Yeah. They made it sound great, you know?
It just feels like after phase... It feels like they had up until phase 3, like, written and vaguely planned, and then the rest of the phases were kind of like, ah, we're scrambling, let's throw spaghetti at the wall.
What?
You've never heard that phrase before?
No.
Dog, how do you not know any of these phrases?
Why would you throw spaghetti at the wall?
Well, in real life, you throw spaghetti at the wall to see if it's cooked.
What?
You don't... What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? You're crazy, dude.
No, dude, I swear to God, everybody knows this. I mean, I don't... Like, if I'm cooking spaghetti, I don't throw it at the wall. I just eat it to see if it's cooked. But, like, that's a thing.
I don't believe you.
Bro, they do that on... I think they do that on Friends.
They throw the spaghetti at the wall?
I'm pretty sure there's an episode where they throw a piece of spaghetti. Or maybe it's not Friends, but there's some sitcom where they throw spaghetti at the wall. This is
is it just like a single noodle that they throw at the wall?
Yeah, no, they throw the whole bowl.
I thought they just...
Why would you think I was talking about the whole bowl?
I thought they just, like, fist that crap and just throw it.
They do what to it?
They, like, no, they, like... They get a fistful, like they.
Dog. Okay.
I'm done. Dog.
No. I mean.
I'm retiring.
Like, I think the phrase "throw the spaghetti at the wall" is about whatever.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I don't know.
I mean, when I was talking about, never mind. Jiminy Christmas.
Jumping
jacks. What am I? Where was I going with this?
Spaghetti at the wall.
Yeah. Dang. Yeah, no, it feels like what they wanted to do, their main goal wasn't necessarily product, like, yeah. And how, well, I mean, it was quality over quantity, right? I mean,
hey guys, it's me in post-production. I just wanted to say I meant quantity over quality, not quality over quantity. That's my bad. And you know what? Shade's the worst for not calling me on it. This is just proof that when I talk, he just zones out. So everybody, please angrily message Shade and blame him for this mistake. Let's get back to the show.
That can't be stated enough. Because I think as much as they've sort of acknowledged it and they've talked about how they're sort of backtracking it, I think it needs to be talked about more. Because it's such an easy trap to fall into. And I think you have to sort of constantly be saying it. I think You need to constantly be talking about it. Otherwise, to remind them, hey, look, we remember how bad it got. Don't do this again. And also it's a warning to other companies and other franchises. Hey, look, we may like what you've got a lot. But if it's not good, like, I'm not going to give you my money at a certain point.
Yeah.
It's clear that the goal was money, and so they went quality over quantity, and it has really not gone well for them.
Well, it's like...
Like, there's been a few bangers, but not a lot.
They just reel us back in with the announcements. You know, like, they'll announce new projects that sound freaking awesome. And then mess it up.
Yeah, we just get let down.
Like right now.
Well, I guess I couldn't be let down because I wasn't really hoping for much. But I will say, if this movie fails, I don't know, like, about the future of the MCU, to be honest. Like, I feel like this is a really important movie to get right. It's a new IP, I guess. You know, they're bringing it over from Fox for the first time. They didn't have particularly stellar outings in the past. I think it's really important that they get the Fantastic Four right. And not just, I mean, all the meta stuff about the movies, but just in the comics, the group itself is so integral to Marvel history.
Yeah. If Born Again fails and this fails... I'll be done with Marvel movies for a long time because I'll be pissed. And then I'll come back when Blade comes out.
Oh,
and then I'll come back when Deadpool 3 comes out.
Well, doesn't Deadpool 3 come out before both of these?
Okay, so if Deadpool 3 fails, which won't...
I'm sure, yeah, I'm not excited for it. I don't really care.
I don't think it'll fail.
I'm sure it's going to be good.
It's going to be really good.
Yeah, I mean, well, but... How did the first one actually go over, like, audience-wise? People think
I loved it Second one was also.
But normally, your opinion and the general public's opinion do not match up.
He do not miss. He do not.
Oh yeah,
miss.
No. Okay, 7.6.
Well, no, I just have more creative value. So.
No, you just.
No, I just look at the good things in bad movies.
Yeah.
Quote that.
I just look at the good things in bad movies. We should put that on a t-shirt.
Heck yeah, we should.
And then we'll put the logo of Hobo with a Shotgun on it. That's what we should watch tonight.
Hobo with a Shotgun?
It's on Hulu.
Hey, I highly advise everyone to go and watch Hobo with a
Bro,
Shotgun.
Bro, I think they know that we think they should watch Hobo with a Shotgun. I think we've talked about it enough.
Well, we talked about recording some for Hobo.
Oh, yeah,
with
we were
going to
do a live. Okay, so we won't watch it this week, but we'll watch it next week because then we can do our live stream.
Watch From Dusk Till Dawn for the fifth time.
God damn you. God damn you. God damn you. So let's get back to the Fantastic Four, I guess.
Yeah.
Look, to be honest with you, I like the director. You know, I like Matt Shakman. He's done some good stuff, and the writer Josh Friedman is attached to some good projects, so I feel like there's a good chance it's gonna be good, but I think there's an equally good chance that it's gonna be bad. You know, I don't know, I feel like it's very easy to mess it up.
I like the suits, I will say. I like the outfits.
I don't know why I said it like that.
I knew you went. I just like the classicness.
I don't like
it.
The texture. I feel like they'd be weird to touch.
The lining. What?
I feel like they look like they'd be uncomfortable.
Who's gonna be touching them? Whoa.
Pause. No, I just feel like if I were to touch it, I don't think that I would enjoy the way it felt.
Yeah, I bet, bro.
What?
Bet.
That's not a weird thing. I'm not saying I'm going to touch him, but like, you don't think about that?
No, well, it depends.
Satin. When I'm looking at like a costume,
yeah,
I think like a big part of whether or not I like it is would I enjoy wearing it? Like, because if I really like this, at some point I may think about cosplaying as it or wearing it, right? And I think the texture would not be enjoyable.
You know, I know what you mean. Okay, so like if I'm in a Walmart and I see some like 30-year-old mom with a chihuahua and she's wearing like fake satin.
Okay, no, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute, because I remember very specifically, you can't make fun of me for saying that I wouldn't like to wear the suits because of the way they would feel.
Okay.
Because we've had this same conversation about corduroy pants. I don't like the way corduroy looks because I don't like the way it feels.
Oh, yeah, you don't like corduroy.
No, I don't. I feel like a washboard. You know, like it's the 1800s and I'm trying to clean my laundry. Like I'm just sort of like scraping.
I hate drug rugs.
Drug rugs?
Yeah. Those like matte, like feeling rugs. They feel like they're,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't, hippie rugs. Or the hippie hoodies. They look like a rug.
Oh. Yeah, I don't like the way those feel either. I don't really like the way they look either.
They,
I don't really like anything about them.
They feel like potato sacks, like when you're at, I don't know, like a fall festival.
Do you remember, what is that thing called when you're in elementary school and you go out and you do like some physical activities?
PE?
No. Yeah, I realize that needs some more context. Like, we would get, like, okay, so, oh, man, we would get, like, we would get out early at school, and we would go to the high school, and we would, it would be, like, a bunch of physical events, like, you would, like, gunny sack races, and, like, a dash, and a relay. Oh, man, you don't know what this is called?
No. The pacer test? No.
No. It's like... it's like a competition, man, there's like different events. What is this called? oh man, they were so much fun. They used to give us like peanut butter and jellies in a paper bag, and that was like the the highlight of like the whole quarter.
Yo, I swear to God, I sprained my foot during a pacer test when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, I've seen you run before. It doesn't
bastard, bro.
You got two left feet. Oh man, what is this thing called? I feel like my dad would know what I'm talking about. Spencer would have gone to it too, but they would, man.
Mion.
This is really gonna irritate me. Did you not do this where you would get out like for a day of school on like a Thursday? You were at 1R for a year or two, weren't you?
Dude, I don't remember what 1R was like at all.
When were you there? Man, what is this thing called?
First grade, and then I got held back.
Bro, this really irritates me. Was it just called Field Day?
Earth Day.
That's a holiday. Oh. Did you know Arbor Day was started in Nebraska?
No.
Yeah, it was.
Did you know Runza was started in Nebraska?
Yeah, I think everybody knows that. Nebraska, at least.
We should.
All right, let's get back to the news. Do you have any final thoughts on Fantastic Four?
I don't know. It's going to be okay. I hope at least okay. If it's good, then awesome. If it's great, then I'm going to love it.
I feel like they know it has to be good. I don't think that they're, you know, deaf to the complaints of well, their fan base, like pretty much the entire thing. Like, you know, there are some people who would say that these phases are really good, but I think they're being a little delusional.
Yeah.
They're not good.
They're not.
Believe it or not. I mean, obviously, like I said, there are some really good projects, but I don't think the studio itself is unaware of that. And I hope... And I think that they realize that this is a really important movie. Just like for all the reasons I said earlier, I think it, on a meta standpoint, it means a lot.
Well, it's so important.
Yeah.
It's Marvel's first family.
Yeah, and I think it's a symbolic thing bringing over the Fox properties.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that we've been waiting for forever.
Yeah.
You know, and I think... Have you, speaking of Fox properties, have you watched X-Men 97?
Not yet. I really want to, though.
I've heard that it's good, but I haven't watched it.
Have you seen that complaint about Gambit wearing a crop top?
No.
Everyone's freaking out about Gambit wearing a pink crop top.
Okay.
It's just ridiculous.
Which
part?
It
was the 80s. Or wait, no.
90s. The 90s, it's in the name.
Still, yeah. It's the 90s. If you're a hardcore rocker in the 90s, I'm assuming you'd be rocking a crop top. A sleeveless crop top, specifically.
Didn't Axl Rose wear a crop top?
Yeah, he did, because he was a baddie.
Well, his name is Remy LeBeau. I mean, he does sound like the kind of guy who'd be wearing a crop top.
Well, yeah. You look like you'd wear a crop top.
I would not wear a crop top.
I don't believe you.
I don't think I have the type of lower back that should be exposed. I'm just kidding. No, I don't think I would like the feeling of a breeze on my lower back is the thing.
Well, then just wear it for like, you know, a warm, still summer day.
No, I don't think so. I don't know if I like I feel like it would be weird having it exposed to the elements. I'd be paranoid that somebody's going to, like, stab me.
Or, like, poke your belly button.
I...
You know, like...
Well, yeah, now I'm worried that you would poke my belly button.
No,
no. Nobody else.
You're not scared that you could be, like, walking down the street, you know, and you're wearing a crop top. And then, like, specifically we're in Ortho. And we walk past this one dude. And he just comes up to you and just runs away. You wouldn't be scared about that? Well, yeah, you're flabbergasted.
I mean, like,
don't even.
Well, yeah. I mean,
it was such a good question.
It's sort of a weird situation. Yeah, I think I would be a little taken aback.
Do you understand this is life, Brennan? You have to
okay,
be.
So Fantastic Four, I think it could be really good. I think it could be bad. I hope it's good. I'm nervous if it's not. I think it's really important that they make it good. And
they have to ace the post-credit scene. They know what they got to put in the post-credit scene. They have two choices they can go. They can go Galactus.
Well, Galactus is the villain in this movie.
Oh, wait, so it's fine.
That's why the Silver Surfer is there.
Yeah. Okay, so they can go Doctor Doom. That's all they got.
I still think it would have been really fun if they'd gone with Mole Man as the victim. Oh. As the victim, the villain.
Do you remember... It was that kids show. It was that Marvel kids show a long time ago. And Mole Man was the main villain.
I don't think I watched it.
You got it.
I didn't really watch a lot of... The only Marvel animation I really remember watching is... I only really remember watching, like, the Ultimate Avengers movies.
Okay, I remember those, yeah. Do you remember that Phineas and Ferb episode where, like, they collabed with the Avengers?
No.
They also did one where they collabed with Star Wars. And then they did that song, We Love Tatooine. You don't remember that?
No. I didn't
what?
Really... No, I mean, Phineas and Ferb, like, that was never really one of my shows. Like, I mean, I would watch it passively when it was on, but I was never... It wasn't like one I had to watch every week or something like that. It wasn't like a SpongeBob or like a...
Okay, it wasn't no SpongeBob.
You know, I mean, if Phineas and Ferb was on, I was never really like, oh, man, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, well, let's see if there's anything else first. And then typically I'd go to something else.
SpongeBob was always the way to go if it was on. And it usually was on, you know? I would say.
Yeah, I mean, pretty regularly, yeah.
Are they done? SpongeBob's done, right?
I don't know.
I know it's still on air, but, like...
I feel like somebody told me they had a finale where, like, SpongeBob gets a promotion or something.
That's it? All those episodes just for him to get a promotion?
No, I think, like, SpongeBob gets a promotion, and I think they said that... I don't know. I mean, according to IMDb, it's not finished.
Oh, okay. I don't know how many... I mean, how many more ideas do these guys got in the chamber? Like, holy crap.
Yeah, no, according to IMDb, at least, they're coming back for another season. Oh, they're in the middle of season 14 right now.
Oh, crap.
So, yeah, no, definitely not canceled, I guess. Well, I don't know why that some bitch would lie to me then.
You know, SpongeBob really solved real-world issues a lot.
It was a really, like, specific lie, too. Like, he told me all about what happened in the episode. That, like SpongeBob gets a... I think he becomes the manager of the Krusty Krab.
Oh,
and I think
what?
He said, like, Squidward even, like, says that they're friends or something.
This has to be, like, a...
It was a really elaborate lie, I guess.
It was just, like, a dream he had. That he thought it was, he watched.
That's crazy. I was just going along assuming it had finished. What a weird thing to lie about.
Where's my drink?
Didn't Patrick get his own show for a little while?
Yeah, it went for like a season and that was it. Maybe
oh,
two
really?
Seasons. I don't know. It wasn't good though, I heard.
Is it called Patrick?
Oh, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? That's such a good one.
Where are you?
The Patrick Star Show. That's what it's called.
The Patrick...
I only know
I'm doing this with... Oh, yeah, here we go.
I only know that because I saw it on Hulu the other day.
Let's see. Yep, two seasons, looks like.
Oh, crap. I called it.
Wow, and this they're short seasons. Like, season two has 11 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
The first one... Oh, the first one has 26. But, yeah, no, I guess, yeah, this did not go over quite so well.
Still no... Pickle.
Well, to be fair, I don't know if Patrick, you know, he's not a strong enough character to lead his own show. Like, what is he going to get? What's he going to do?
Yeah, he's a strong secondary character.
Yeah. Slappy. What a name. Okay. Well, so yeah, the conversation has officially devolved to SpongeBob talk. So I think it's about time we call it here. I guess we did the final thoughts and then we went on for another 15 minutes.
Yes.
So, Julia Garner. Like I said, I want to see her in... I know she was in Ozark, and I know that, you know... I think she won an Emmy for that show, and that show itself is you know... Everybody talks about how good it is.
So, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure she's a good actress. I don't know if I want to watch her in that, though. Like, I want to watch her in something else, but I don't think I want it to be Ozark, because I know that that's really good. Like, yeah. I'll watch it at some point. Like, I want to watch something else of hers that's relatively recent that won't necessarily have what I know will be good writing. You know, like, I want to see, I don't know, just like a different film, I guess. Is that weird?
No, that's understandable.
I feel like, you know, a good showrunner, a good director can really raise up an actor. And so I want to see her in something where it's not necessarily, you know, critically well-received.
Well, I mean, I still have yet to see the last season of Stranger Things, which is what the Human Torch is. What's it, Eddie or something like that?
I don't know. It is Joseph Quinn is the actor's name. That's all I know.
So
I didn't see that season either.
So I still have yet to see how he is as an actor. And, I mean, from what I've heard, he's pretty good. Everyone loved his character. So I still have yet to see him. And the girl who's playing the Invisible Lady.
Yeah, what is that? Is that Vanessa Kirby, I think?
I cannot think of anything I've seen her in either. So
the name is not familiar at all to me.
But Pedro Pascal and the guy playing The Thing. I've seen the guy from The Thing and The Punisher, of course. He played like Techno or something like that. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I don't remember his name either. Sorry, I didn't know you were talking to me for a second. I was I was trying to find this. I thought you were just jibber-jabbering on.
He was really good, though, in The Punisher. He was really good.
Let's see. Vanessa Kirby, most known for her role in The Crown, which I know I haven't seen that one either, but I'm not particularly interested in it. I don't really care about the royal family, but I know it's very well-received. I think it's, won 21 Emmys.
I don't care about the royal family.
I really don't. She was in Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh, good.
Is this the one with Henry Cavill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he's got a mustache.
Yeah, and he reloads his arms.
That was awesome.
I know that I saw this movie, but I don't remember anything about it.
Like, if you're coming at me and you reload your arms,
I'm backing away. Yeah.
I'm running.
I need to watch, I think, all of the Mission Impossible movies, because I don't really remember any of them. I don't think I saw the first three. I think the first one I saw was Ghost Protocol.
Ghost Protocol is my favorite one. I have a poster of it in my room.
Okay, so Vanessa Kirby was also Josephine Bonaparte in Napoleon, which I had really high hopes for this. I didn't actually get to see it in theaters, but it was not very well received, which sucks because I was, you know, I had really high hopes for Joaquin Phoenix. I mean, he's obviously incredible, but I thought he could have done really good here. Not really all that much else from Vanessa Kirby, as far as I can tell. What is this? A TV miniseries, Labyrinth?
Oh,
this looks really bad.
Looks like some Tubi. Like,
I kind of really... Oh, it stars John Hurt.
Who's that?
He's great. He does the voice for a dragon in Merlin.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's also, I think he plays, I can't remember his name right now, but the main character in 1984. He's a well-known actor. He's done some Shakespeare productions. Yeah, no, Vanessa Kirby, not much.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but she played Ada Brooks in Mr. Jones. Now, this is one that I've heard is actually very, very good. It's about a journalist who's trying to report on the famine in the Holodomor in Ukraine during Soviet Stalinist Russia. It's fascinating.
Wow, that's a lot of ums.
Peter Sarsgaard's in it, and I like him.
Okay.
He plays Walter Duranty, who I don't think that's If I remember the history correctly, I think Walter Duranty is like the editor in chief. Oh, geez. I don't remember. But it's a very good movie. A terrible time period. If you're really, you should definitely look into the Ukrainian famine and the policies instituted by Stalin and how, you know, his. Yeah, we're getting. Yeah, sorry, I got distracted.
Yeah, no.
Anyways, if you like history, that's some scary stuff to read. Yeah. Fantastic Four. Nice.
It's gonna be a good one.
Hopefully. We are. Yeah, no, we're gonna end things there because now we're starting to talk about history, I guess.
Yeah, it's getting real.
Wow, we went from we somehow talked about SpongeBob and a famine in the same episode.
Yeah, so. we've covered some
plenty, more than enough.
Yes.
Go ahead and go follow our socials.
Do the things.
We're mostly active on X lately at New Wave Nerds. Easy. That's the easiest way for us to like actually put our opinions out. We used to do a lot of Instagram, but the stories, it's awkward because they only last for so long and you can only really put so much. But so we've been posting our thoughts on X. Give us a follow there. If you enjoyed this episode or any of the previous ones, go ahead and, you know, share that with somebody who you think might also enjoy it. Or if you really didn't like the episode, share it with somebody you hate.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you...
A hate listen is still a listen, as far as I'm concerned.
No, if you don't like the episode, get out. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Stay. All right. Give us a chance.
What is that song, Give Love a Chance? Who sings that?
I don't know.
Is that the name of the song? Anyway, but it's not important. if you know that song, comment it. Or tweet it at us. Exit. Post it. Don't exit, but post it at us. Yeah, we're going to leave it there. This is really, really weird doing this from the car.
It is cold.
Oh, sorry.